The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. It's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're kicking off the third hour of tonight's program. And in case you're just tuning in, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. Unlike those other talk shows, well, for one, we're live on Sunday night, unlike other talk shows. And for two, you can bring up any subject that you want to talk about. You don't have to stick to the topic that we're already discussing. And if you want to do that tonight, the number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday night show. And, of course, our phone lines are sponsored by ProXPN, our favorite VPN company.
Thanks to them.
Yeah, indeed. So we were kind of talking about, you know, does the government have the consent of the governed? And what happens if they do the right thing for the wrong reason, such as sort of decriminalizing marijuana or ending pro-alcohol prohibition to get more tax money? It still results in more freedom by and large. At least people aren't going to jail. Yes, they're paying taxes where they weren't before. But you know, what about that? Let's talk about that. But first, let's go to the phones, because David is on the line in South Carolina. Let's talk about Israel. Hey, David.
Hello, you're on the. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple of things. I would like to somewhat piggyback on the individual that talked about Israel not always being right.
Okay.
I would like to take it a step further. I think in the recent situation, they were mostly wrong. Not Israel, but the government of Netanyahu. It seemed as if those people, the children over in Gaza, and the people were relegated to a position of being less than human. And I want to draw a parallel.
Isn't that always what happens in war? I mean, the other side in every war is always dehumanized and not seen as they're seen as fundamentally different than us. It's like an us versus them thing.
Yes, and the thing about that is there are those among us that so readily embrace any and everything that Israel does. So we do the same thing. We look at them as less than human also. And then when you come here stateside and you look at the police shootings and things of that nature, the officer out in Ferguson, Missouri, all of a sudden he became the most protected. And then you look at the person that shot the officers in Pennsylvania. Now he's the most wanted. It's like, what is going on? You know, aren't we citizens? Aren't we to be protected?
Yeah, not anymore. It's pretty clear from the Supreme Court decisions that the government doesn't have any obligation to protect people, even though they claim that being a citizen means that you owe your allegiance in exchange for being protected.
One thing that states are excellent at doing is separating people, having them, you know, pitting them against each other.
Governments, you mean?
Yeah,
governments do that. It's women versus men. It's black versus white. It's Republicans versus Democrats. It's young people versus old people. When really, it's the real conflict is the government versus us.
That's
so
it.
Basically,
yeah.
they have embraced the Willie Lynch assertion, pitting us against each other. And I ask you guys,
what is that?
Willie Lynch.
Yeah.
Willie Lynch was back in, I believe it was the 1600s and 1700s. He was talking to the American slave owners and gave recommendations to them as to how to keep their slaves in line. You pit the short against the tall, the dark against the light skin, the ones that work in the field against the ones that work in the house. And he said, I guarantee you'll be able to control these people for the next 300 plus years.
Wow, there's so much truth to that statement, sort of divide and conquer.
It's still in effect today. And what do we do as a people when we see now that these police, they will come after any of us? We don't have to be doing committing any crime. You know, I try to be a law-abiding citizen, But I'm 59 years old now, and I'm afraid of the police.
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly,
what does that say when you're scared of the police who are supposed to be protecting you?
Sure. I mean, the first thing I want to just comment on something earlier real quick is that as much as there is dissension within government and disagreement within government in the U.S., that exists in Israel as well. It never gets publicized in America for some reason, but there's plenty of people there who don't want America involved.
Absolutely.
They don't want big government. They there's a lot of very libertarian leanings and thoughts
and
organizations.
David did point that out. The government of Israel.
Right. But there's people in the government of Israel that are libertarian is comparable to, you know, libertarians in politics in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I want to point that out. But as far as like what you can do, I mean, the only thing one of the most beautiful things I saw against police brutality was on Twitter when the New York Police Department said, hey, use hashtag MyNYPD, okay? And we want to see the wonderful associations, the wonderful moments you've had with our police department. What happened was everybody on Twitter started posting every police brutality video and picture that the NYPD ever committed. And I think that's one of the very few things that actually really can work is just pointing the camera right back at Big Brother, pointing that right back at Panopticon so it doesn't exist anymore.
I've seen that, and I've seen some of these police officers, they will look right at the camera and keep doing what they're doing. It's like animals.
Right, but I mean, what violent action can you take against them? You know, if you can highlight it, though, hopefully there could be some restorative justice after.
David, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
One thing I would mention to David is that let's not forget about the Free State Project. The Free State Project as a solution, I think, I don't think there's any great solutions. There's nothing that's going to solve the crises that were created over the course of 9,000 years with the implementation of the state in a year. None of it's going to do it. And, you know, people arguing about what works and what doesn't work. I don't think anything particularly works. But the Free State Project has concentrated people in a particular geographic area. And the hope is, people that believe in the ideas of liberty, and the hope is that somebody will come up with something. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it. We're going to do different things. We're going to create media.
At the very least, you have a community so you don't feel alone. And that is the real kicker for a lot of people, that they just feel really alone and isolated wherever
huge.
They live because they don't have anyone around them who even remotely shares views about freedom.
Yeah, you know, I love it when Ian really, you know, calls on the people and says, look, you want to do this court activism? You want to go in there, you know, and try out all these tricks? Please come here and do it so we can record it.
Yeah, he says he'll go to your trial.
Yeah, and believe me, they will. This guy's not BSing. Yeah. He really will do it.
He loves
that amazing.
Stuff.
He will give up his job making telephone calls to radio stations during the day on his nationally syndicated radio program to go downtown with a video camera to record your traffic ticket trial.
That's right.
This $5 traffic ticket trial here in Keene, New Hampshire, if you just show us the magic way to handle the courts.
Yeah, I mean, you want to take on the system, do it with a community, you're going to get a lot more, bang for your buck when you do that. Whether I agree with it or not as a tactic or whatever, if that's what you want to do, please get with a community, and there's a community here that will support you 100%.
Let's go to Myrtle listening in Colorado. Hi, Myrtle. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
My name is Virgil.
Oh, Virgil. I'm sorry that sometimes, you know, our call screener writes down the names of the people, and we got Myrtle. So it was lost in translation. What's on your mind, Virgil?
Okay. Hi, Votes Matter. Okay, I tuned in when Uncle Fudd was on there, and you asked the questioner. He said something about cosmic forces affecting the Earth and volcanic activity. It's probably not in any book. It's just something I figured out.
Okay.
The cosmic forces that he's looking for is solar flares. When solar flares hit the Earth, it affects the electromagnetic field of the Earth. It draws that energy in to the core through the poles, and that causes aurora borealis and aurora australis, or whatever. I can't even say that word. But it causes those two auroras when that energy is drawn down into the core of the Earth.
No doubt solar flares, solar activity really affects our lives in very serious ways. It's very easily scientifically provable ways, and solar flares are a concern at all times, no doubt.
Yes, high-energy particles moving through an electromagnetic field, they do induction, that energy is transferred to the core of the Earth. It heats the Earth's core. that causes the plastic, the crust gets soft. And the magma comes up through, yes.
Virgil, thanks for the clarification tonight. I appreciate you shedding light on that. Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up, 855 450 free.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-409-5432. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-409-5432. 1-800-409-5432. That toll-free number again is 1-800-409-5432.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live here on Sunday evening. We being me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Call us at 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Yeah, we've talked about voting and a little bit of solar flares thrown in there for good measure. But you can change the subject and bring up something completely new. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The ProXPN toll-free call-in lines here on Free Talk Live.
Here on Free Talk Live, we have embarked on a new project to be able to give microloans through Kiva.org. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Kiva.org allows you to select people around the world in different countries you want to help give microloans to for whatever reason they state. You can go look through. It must be thousands of different people, male, female, young, old, whatever.
They have a cool feature where it lets you pick out the features so you can choose whether you want to lend to a group or an individual,
yep.
to a male or a female for agricultural purposes.
Which country?
Or which country?
Which region?
They
whatever.
Really have a great way to search. And I actually just, the great thing about Kiva is once your loan is paid back, you can re-lend that same credit out to somebody else.
Keeps going. And that's what one thing that we're hoping for here with Free Talk Live is that people who participate in our coffee program at coffee.freetalklive.com, you drink coffee. Well, now you can drink coffee, great coffee, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee. And so upgrade your coffee drinking experience and upgrade the world by giving microloans through us, through Kiva. And we're going to continue to give that money over and over again, helping people around the world. And I think it's a really great opportunity. I'm excited. Please get your coffee. Go get a free pound. Try it out. We know you got to try it and see if you like it. Go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. Once you have gotten your free pound, you can sort of customize your experience, or you can cancel the subscription if that's what you want to do. You can get it as often as you'd like, weekly, and you can get the type of coffee you want to get. If you're a decaf drinker, they don't have decaf as the free one from the get-go, but get a regular pound of coffee, give it to someone you love, get your decaf from there, because it's water decaffeinated instead of using that freaking embalming fluid or whatever the hell they use. coffee.freetalklive.com. I'm not kidding.
Wow, interesting.
Poison's in the dose, right? But
well, yeah. I mean, there's various ways. Let's just preface this by saying I have a PhD in biochemistry,
yep.
so I'm familiar with organic chemistry. There are several different ways to decaffeinate coffee or tea.
Mm-hmm.
Water is actually a very effective one.
It's also patented. Which means that only one
really?
Organization can do it.
Yeah. With water?
That is insane.
Oh,
look, I don't
gosh.
Make the rules.
Well, I mean,
what are you talking about? You're a politician.
I hope nobody sues me for copyright for saying this or for patent infringement. But basically, it's kind of a open secret that if you have some tea or coffee that you want to make basically decaffeinated,
mm-hmm.
you can pour hot water, boiling water over the tea bag or coffee or whatever for like, 30 seconds or a minute or something like that. And just let it steep for a minute. And that gets out like 80% of the caffeine. And then mm-hmm. you just... throw that away or save it for later when you want a shot of caffeine and then steep it for a couple minutes after that on the second steeping, and then it'll be mostly decaffeinated.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So just a little factoid there. Maybe that wasn't too interesting to some people. But let's see what our callers have to say. We've got John in Florida calling us on the phone lines. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was calling in reference to, you had a caller earlier that was telling you that he was scared of the police.
Yeah.
I've got one for you. I work at an apartment complex here in Tallahassee, Florida, and I was basically threatened with a gun. I work on the grounds of the apartment complex, and a man and a woman came out. One had a bottle, and the man had a gun. Well, to make a long story short, I basically asked the guy, hey, there's people around, there's children, and they're kind of looking to me to maybe ask you to put the gun away maybe for a later time or take it somewhere else and shoot the gun somewhere where there isn't children.
That sounds reasonable.
I want to ask some questions. What kind of gun are we talking about? And he had it in his hand, is that right?
Yes. At first, when he came down the stairs, he had his gun over the barrel of the gun, so I couldn't tell if it was a .22, a pellet gun. It was a gun. And like I said, people were concerned and looking to me to maybe say something. So I confronted him, politely, and as soon as I was done confronting him, he immediately went into, calling me racial names. I'm white, he was black, and called me every name in the book, and then threatened to shoot me with the gun several times. And
wow.
I was like,
and
what
did you have in the way of, like, did you have a stun gun or your own weapon or anything?
No,
like that?
Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm just a maintenance guy on the property there.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So,
this is above your pay grade to have to deal with. So,
right.
Maybe I missed this, but how did you get basically tapped as the person to confront the guy with the gun when you didn't have any weapons yourself?
It happened really quick. They came out while I was working there on the property, right where they were coming out. There were kids out there playing. There were parents out there with their kids. And they were across the way, but they were still looking at me like, you know, here comes two people. They're drunk. They've been drinking. They had a really big, large glass bottle, and he had a gun. And after I confronted him, like I said, he basically started calling me names and threatened to shoot me with the gun.
Nothing more disconcerting than an armed, drunk person.
Mm. Absolutely. So I said, okay, you know, whatever, and I backed off and immediately called 911. The first thing... you know, I'm searching for. I need some protection. Who knows what this guy's gonna? Is he gonna shoot me? Could shoot these kids. These people are just lunatics. So I called 911. At first, they couldn't find the apartment complex. I told them several times where it was, what the name of it was, and they had trouble finding the apartment complex. I'm like, look, by the time y'all get here, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, you know what they say, John, when seconds count, the police are just minutes away.
Right. Well, it took them a little while to get there. You're not going to believe how this turned out once I tell you how this went.
Tell me.
Once they finally did get there, they must have brought at least somewhere between 6 and 10 officers, including the sergeant of the Tallahassee Police Department. So they get on the scene. They confront us, and then they turn the whole thing around on me. And he says,
"Is the guy gone, or is he still there?"
No, he's still there. They took the gun from him. They told me that I was lucky that they didn't shoot him, for one thing. I couldn't believe they turned this all around on me. He says, well, you knew he had a BB gun. I said, sir, I didn't know what kind of gun it was. He had his hand over the barrel. He threatened to shoot me with it. The minute he threatened to shoot me with it, I wasn't going to sit there and wonder, well, gee, is it a pop gun or a shotgun?
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
I did
serving
the right
and
thing.
Protecting. What a story, John. I'm glad you made it out there all right. Thanks for sharing that with us, and take care out there. That sounds like a really scary situation. Mm-hmm. Above his pay grade, for sure. Sorry you can't count on the people who are supposed to protect you. What else can we say? It's Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. More coming up here on The Sunday Show.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. 855-450-3733 is the number to call. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, or you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. One more time, that phone number sponsored by ProXPN is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE spells out the word free.
We were talking about Bitcoins earlier in the show, and I think it's worth pointing out that you can go get your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or Darkcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or Blackcoin, whatever it might be, at expresscoin.com. They pride themselves in their customer service, so much so that they've recently redesigned their website to give you even better service. They're inexpensive, legal, fast, easy to use. I've done lots of business with ExpressCoin, and I recommend them. You can get your cryptocurrencies there either with a money order, check, or wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching in your town. But you got to start off with all those at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it with your smartphone by downloading their app, though, ExpressCoin.com. Yes, you can do it from Canada. And if you want to just try it out, do less than $40 worth using coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, at ExpressCoin.com, and you don't have any fee at all. Coupon code FTL, ExpressCoin.com.
All right, let's go to the phones where Carlos in Florida is on the line. Hi, Carlos, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Good evening, guys. May God and the peace of Christ be with you and your listeners. I am, since we're still, mourning over the almost 3,000 people that died on September 11th. And I wanted to ask you guys whether you know about two. There's an entity called AE911Truth.org with Richard Gage. The main focus of their organization is to let people know that there was a Building 7 that went down, and, you know, nobody talks about this. Actually, not many people know.
Every 9/11 truther on the planet talks about the Building 7.
Yeah, we're well aware. I mean, people call in about it a lot. I mean, what do you say? Let me ask you this. You said at the beginning of your call that people are still mourning over September 11th, and I completely agree with that. But don't you think that sort of the they, them, those probably want us to be in the state of perpetual mourning and never really getting over it and sort of reopening these old wounds every year?
Let me rephrase what I meant to say. Yes, mm-hmm. you do remember those people. You know, my feeling is that all these people died. And whoever perpetrated this, which you guys already know that, well, some black sheep among us perpetrated this, and here we are.
Well, I'm not convinced of that. I definitely think the truth's not out there, but I'm not convinced necessarily that it was, as they say, an inside joke.
Yeah, I guess if you're just tuning in, you know, and you haven't heard the show before, what would you guys say your position on 9/11 is, right? Not believing the official story necessarily, but not believing the conspiracy official story.
Oh, I mean,
either.
When you read the official documentation, they say we don't know the truth about it, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it's just as plausible that 13 people hijacked airplanes, four airplanes on the morning of September 11th, as it is that they spent weeks and weeks lining up thermite in the basement of three different buildings in New York City that tens of thousands of people work in. I mean, both of these are pretty implausible stories, but one of them seems more plausible than another.
Yeah. Carlos, are you concerned that people don't know about some of this information? Is that...
Oh, definitely. I mean, exactly. I mean, if more people were to know about it, I mean, you just...
What would happen if more people knew about it? A 13-year-old event.
Well, let him answer, Mark.
Well, I would say, just like Henry Ford said many years ago, if people were to know exactly what was going on, we would have a revolution tomorrow. But
what good's a revolution going to do? Who's going to get in charge?
Well, I'm not talking about a revolution in which you guys are part of the revolution, and so am I. But
well, we're part of the evolution of liberty, I hope. But
there was a billboard in Times Square that said Building 7 came down in a controlled demolition. I think actually, like, the 9/11 truth movement has been very successful in getting the word out, but I haven't seen a lot of people lose faith in government, and that's kind of what I'm concerned
about. Yeah, here's the thing for me, is that whether this is all true or not, you know, that the government was involved, they did it, they laid charges or whatever on these, you know, buildings. If what we know to be true, if the American people are okay with what the government does on a day-to-day basis, I have no hope for them doing anything about when they find out that what 9/11 was. Because, look, our rights are trampled all over the place. In fact, Jesse Ventura said, even when 9/11 happened, he's like, where were you people in the 90s when all these other, you know, laws were getting trampled on, when suddenly everybody got excited about it? I understand what you're saying. You want to see some justice, you know, and you want people to know what happened. But I don't think the American people care. And I hate to say that.
I'm with you. I definitely am with you. I mean, they don't seem to be caring about what they're being fed through the TV, which is a whole bunch of junk. It doesn't
matter, but even
it
when
is.
It's true, it's terrible what's happening, and they just say, okay, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. That it doesn't seem like nothing's going to ever wake them up. But
thank you for the call, Carlos. Appreciate you bringing up that point. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number here.
That's 3733 is what free spells.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. We actually were in the middle of talking about this secession article where one out of four Americans apparently supports secession, or at least the idea of it. This is interesting.
This is something that I think I'd love to see a billboard up about. If we're going to spend $3 million, let's spend it on the idea, hey, got secession?
Yeah.
You know, like, let's get out of this business. Because that's probably, I mean, in my opinion, that's really the only way any kind of freedom is going to be had. It's going to be pockets here, pockets there. You're never going to convince the masses of much of anything. Or you're not going to get them, I shouldn't say you're not going to convince them. You're not going to get them passionate about it. That's really it. Because even when they know the truth, even when they see the atrocities of war that happen out in the open, no lies, they don't care. They don't do anything. So you just got to get your passionate people with you. And apparently one in four Americans seem to be somewhat passionate. And that's interesting. So I'll read on here. It's from Slate. After Scotland, and of course Scotland was going for, trying to shoot for independence. To
yeah,
get away from
been the, big in the news.
Yeah, trying to get away from the British Empire, and there's there's conspiracies about that. But after Scotland, all eyes are turning to Catalonia, where voters will hold a non-binding vote on independence from Spain on November 9th. But maybe America.
That one, I bet, passes.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I mean, they have. Yeah, it's a all of these secession movements are fascinating and deserve a lot of exploration. But maybe Americans need to focus closer to home. We already knew, courtesy of Slate's David Weigel, that breakaway movements in the United States were feeling inspired by the Scotland independence referendum vote. But it turns out that wanting to break away from the Union is not as much of a fringe idea as some might think. According to a recent Reuters poll, almost one quarter of Americans said they are either strongly supported or tended to support the idea of their states leaving the Union.
Wow.
Yeah. As could be expected.
Oh, their state. That's interesting. I was wondering.
Yeah, right where they are.
I was wondering how the question was asked, right? Like, because if you ask someone, do you support the idea of Alaska or Hawaii seceding, who doesn't live in Alaska or Hawaii, they might say, yeah, sure, who cares, let
them
go.
That's what they want
to do. But, like, it's different when it's your state.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That, in fact, that's far more impressive because that means it's not just
they're
a gathering.
To the idea.
Yeah, it's not just, the 1,600 people in New Hampshire, or it's not just, wherever these people happen to be. This is everywhere.
They're not just NIMBY secessionists. Do you guys know that phrase, NIMBY?
NIMBY.
Not in my backyard.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, NIMBY, yeah. as could be expected going on, the feeling is hardly overwhelming. After all, more than half, 53.3%, directly opposed the notion or tended to oppose the very idea. But what is surprising is that the desire to leave the United States cuts across party lines and regions, notes Reuters, before specifying what you'd expect. Republicans and residents of rural western states are generally warmer to the idea than Democrats and Northeasterners.
Huh. Very interesting. I'd like to hear a little bit more about this coming up here on Free Talk Live. Our phone number, 855-450-3733. Moments remain to get your thoughts in. More coming up. This is the Sunday Show, Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show. Although we are on the final segment of tonight's program, so if you want to get your call in before the end of the show, better do it quick at 855-450-3733. But never fear, Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you don't have call to, if you don't have time to make your call tonight, there's always 6 more nights every week in order to do so. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And just want to mention before we get into our calls here in the last segment of the show, Brian, you do your own podcast. You have a technology podcast.
Yeah, we had a caller that called in and said the Golden Stallion was in the was here today, and that is my nickname for my show, Sovereign Tech, the Golden Stallion of the tech world.
And where can people find that online?
You can go to SovrynTech.com.
And why would people listen to Sovereign Tech?
Well, it's all about science and technology and how it can set you free. And a lot of it's very forewarning. I like to predict what's perhaps coming and what technology can get used for. And sometimes I'm kind of right. And so, it's interesting to get that perspective, I think, out there.
Very cool. All right, let's go to the phones. Talk with Matthew listening in Georgia. Hey, Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I think 9/11 was an inside job though myself. I've seen on YouTube, I know anyone can look at it. It's on a bunch of them on there. You can see Bush when he was in the classroom on the day of 9/11, right as it was happening, the towers were getting hit. The children in there were being made to say, plane must hit steel. And they have them, their packs right in front of them, and make them almost like they're bowing to go get their book.
Is this the same video where, like, he gets whispered in the ear the news of what happened?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think it's some kind of esoteric occult stuff myself.
Well, now you've taken this to another step, right?
Like, yeah,
it's
I haven't
one
heard
thing
this
to
one
claim
before.
That thermite has been added to, you know, over the course of what at least has to be 30 days, maybe 60 days, to rig these buildings up with thermite. But now the suggestion.
Now they're flaunting it.
Yeah. You know, rather than somebody's taken a video and dubbed some kids saying, plane must hit steel on it, that the likelihood is that occult people have taken over the White House and they are so effing stupid as that they would make it obvious to anybody that what they're doing.
Well, maybe they want it to be known.
Why don't they just grab
calm down for a little bit. I'm curious. I'm actually really curious about this. Like, there is this idea that there are occult people in politics and in Hollywood, and they kind of show off that they're in charge and by, like, flashing their symbolism around. So,
well, you know, I think what it is, they let others in their group, they know it right away when they look at it, and they know most people don't really care or believe it when they see it in their face. I mean, you can look at on the street view on map, look at the White House, and you see it's an inverted pentagram there. And even the Pentagon itself is a pentagram itself, if you look at
the way. Well, there's certainly oddities with Washington, D.C. Like, I've never been able to understand why Washington, D.C. looks exactly like the Vatican. You know, right down to the Washington Monument looks like right up in St. Peter's Square.
They like the Vatican?
But Matthew, I'm curious, like, what is the point, what would be the point of occult people in these positions of power, like, flaunting it by showing off these symbols?
Well, I think they're just praising Lucifer, the devil they worship. Myself.
Praising the devil.
I think they're wanting a new world order. You see Bush, you see them all, Obama, every one of them. Every single one of these presidents and leaders, they all say, you can even look at the Pope, John Paul II, you can see him say, a new world order.
Well, thanks for the call, Matthew. And Mark, did you have something?
The fact that somebody says a new world order as a catchphrase does not make them a Satanist. It makes them somebody who knows a catchphrase. I would like to see a new world order. Hey, I would like to see a new world order.
Uh-oh,
and
Mark.
That world order is a world order that's far more peaceful, far less of this believing in the devil crap, too. Good Lord in heaven, this is 2014 and you people believe in demons? Wake up! This is what people in deserted Stone Age, living in Stone Age conditions and deserted islands believe.
I'd like to move past the religiosity myself. But, I mean, it makes sense that there are people in positions of power who want to control the world. It's just how successful are they
being? Well, what doesn't make sense, in my opinion, is that there's, like, this overarching thing. I could almost believe that there's multiple groups of people that have different ideas for what they want for a new world order.
Each other for control of the world?
Certainly every religion's pulling this off, you know, just they're out in the open. And so to think that there could be secret ones doing it, of course. But, you know, I don't think that there's just that one, you know.
Indeed. Let's go to Daryl in Texas. Hey, Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I also read that article in Slate also about the about people, how 25% of the people wouldn't mind their stakes seceding.
Yeah,
and I do know. I think that it's kind of like what probably would happen in the former Soviet Union. If one decided to leave, it would be almost a domino effect.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know because I think humans have an incredible capacity to see the truth and to see a better life and completely ignore it.
I kind of think the red states should create their red state America and the blue states should create their blue state America. I don't know what's going to happen to the 10 states.
If we're
going to
go that way, why don't we just do secession down to the individual level?
Well, like, sure. I'm for it. I mean, but admit it, I'm up for any empire breaking apart in any way that it can, and America is certainly an empire.
True. What do you think, Daryl?
I think that red state and blue state have not. That would be kind of crazy in a certain way, but. Because some states are more purple than red or blue.
About 10 of them.
So who, Daryl, if you just had to take a wild speculation, what do you think would be the most likely state to actually secede?
Probably from what I've read, probably Vermont or New Hampshire, followed by maybe Texas. But the problem is some of the people running the state, I live in here in Texas, and a guy I used to work for, when I was a Navy recruiter in Longview, my recruiter in charge, his brother was in the, the big secessionist movement group, one of them, Republic of Texas group or something. And those people really, from what I understand, aren't really well respected because one of their leaders was gotten in trouble for, like, doing a land grab scheme and,
I'm sure the media tries to smear them.
Yeah, and Texas really is.
Oh, no, this is from the brother who knows these people. It's like, no, this is from the brother who knows these people. And it's like the guy I work for, his brother was telling me, though, these people are like that specific group, you know, at least at that time, like 10 years ago, they were pretty, you know, they were not back then well-respected with them. I mean, people who had family members.
Gotcha, Daryl. Thanks for the call tonight. I would love to see New Hampshire and Vermont secede. That would be really cool.
And Texas is the one that kind of has the legal right, quote unquote. Not that I'd pay
attention. They've got the history behind them. I mean,
yeah, but I think they have it where they can, where they, it's in writing with the, you know, the federal government. We can leave when we want.
Let's talk to Luke in Iowa. Hey, Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, I was just curious. I've heard you guys endorse open borders before, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it. And I was just curious, what benefit do you see, you know, with the state of the world today, what benefit do you see to open borders?
Well, thanks for that question, but I just have to say before we get started, Luke, you brought up a big topic in the last 2 minutes of the show, so we'll do our best to be succinct, but if we don't answer your question, feel free to call back anytime. We're on seven nights a week,
yeah.
7
Keep
to 10 p.m. Eastern time.
It, no doubt about it. But,
so benefits of open borders, Mark.
Openborders.org suggests that there will be a doubling of the world's GDP, one-time doubling of the world's GDP by opening the borders, because currently people who are non-productive, because their governments won't essentially allow them to be productive, won't give them the means to productivity, are unable to work, they can move to areas where they can be productive, and that productivity will enter into the marketplace and benefit everybody. A doubling of the world GDP. That is an incredible offer that is on the table for, you know, people around the world.
Yeah, don't forget, when people immigrate to an area, they are not just making stuff to sell, but they also are consumers. You know, they need food, shelter, all the basic stuff, entertainment.
It will also pressure governments around the world to be more liberty-oriented, to respect
to treat
human
their
freedoms.
Citizens better. I mean, if you can't leave a marriage, you know, if you can't get away from an abusive spouse, what are you going to do about it? But if you have the freedom to leave, then you're going to get treated better.
Yeah, and even the laws in the books for legally coming in and getting a job are decades old and way behind the times. You have to pretty much, for someone to come and get a legitimate job with, say, a company like Google, say a great programmer from Canada or something, they have to lie about, or they have to massage, you know, their job title, because NAFTA
Include computer programmers.
Yeah, it only has 63 jobs on it. It was made like in the 50s and 60s, and none of this stuff exists. So, I mean, the laws themselves that are on the books for legally getting in here are way behind the times, to say nothing of open borders.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but many of the jobs in America are based on our natural resources, our abundant natural resources. Now, wouldn't this include a draining of the natural resources of America?
But the natural resources of the United States are being outsourced all the time. I mean, wood's being sent all over the world. Oil's, you know, the United States is consuming oil. There's no doubt about it.
I would say there's a lot of intellectual job creation, you know, computer programming and software.
You don't own any natural resources other than what's sitting under your plot of land. You know, the fact that other people own it, it's irrelevant to you what their citizenship is.
Luke, thank you so much for calling. We're out of time for tonight, but please feel welcome to call anytime again so we can talk more about this. It's been me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com. See you next time.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com. A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods, chiropractic to optimize nervous system function, and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.